Security is exceptionally tight for today's inauguration. About 6,000 law enforcement officials from Washington, D.C. and around the country are on hand. So, too, are special canine units, hazmat teams, and sensors to detect possible chemical, biological, or radiological weapons. NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security and joins us now to talk about what's been designated as a national special security event. Well, let's start off with, what does National Special Security Event mean?
Renee, that's a designation that the Homeland Security Department gives to very large, sensitive gatherings where any attack, if it were to occur, would be especially disruptive. It's been applied to the Super Bowl, the Republican and Democratic National Conventions, and the G8 Summit last year. Basically, it means that federal, state, and local authorities pull out all the stops when it comes to security.
Well, we just spoke of some of the security measures. What will people who are at the inauguration actually be seeing and feeling and experiencing?
There'll be some obvious things. There are a lot of fences and barricades all along the parade route and around the Capitol. Anyone who wants to attend the parade or the swearing-in, and officials think that might be 750,000 people, they'll have to pass through one of almost two dozen screening points. They've been told that they can't bring a whole list of items, big bags, umbrellas, chairs, coolers, weapons of any kinds, fireworks, even laser pointers. People might also see military aircraft patrolling overhead, and there'll just be a huge police presence everywhere.
There's always, of course, security at inaugurations, but is the level of security at this particular one due to the fact that it's the first inauguration after September 11th?
That's correct. The threat level, in fact, has gone down in the past couple of months. Officials say that they've heard less chatter than they did last year about a potential attack, but they don't really know what that means. Does this mean that terrorists are lying low or that maybe they've diverted their attention elsewhere? In any case, officials think that an attack's always possible, and this is such an attractive target. You basically have the entire federal government. You have Congress, the Supreme Court, the president, the vice president, all in one place at the Capitol for the swearing in. And officials say that if security wasn't tight, it might, in fact, invite an attack. So they're hoping that this show of force is going to discourage anyone from even thinking about it.
Well, is anyone affected by all of the security complaining?
There have been some complaints, especially Washington, D.C. officials who are concerned that all these street closures and security might hurt business. They're also upset by the fact that they've been told by the federal government that the city of Washington, D.C. has to bear what might be $17 million in local homeland security expenses. But to tell you the truth, the attitude of a lot of people seems to be it's better to be safe than sorry.
What about sort of average people, citizens, if you will? Will all this security prevent them from watching the swearing in and the parade?
Actually, what might prevent them is whether or not they have a ticket. 250,000 people who will be at the Capitol for the swearing in all have tickets. And a lot of the people who will be watching the parade on bleacher seats also have tickets. There's room for tens of thousands of other people to just come down if they want to watch the parade and if they're willing to go through all this security. Some people might be discouraged by the security, but more likely not to see the parade because of all of the large crowds and cold weather.
And protesters?
Well, protesters are being confined to a few small areas along the parade route, and they're actually not very happy about that at all. But officials say that they find that keeping these protesters in one site makes it a lot easier for them to monitor the protesters in case there's any violence. As you might remember, President Bush's limousine in his first inaugural parade was egged by some protesters, and officials don't want a repeat of that. But the protesters have also been told that because of security reasons, they're not allowed to carry any of their signs on sticks or poles.
NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.